bro.
That shit said, stop talking, bro. Y'all was talking a lot of mess before. Nah, but if I wanted to be a superhero, any type of superhero, mm-hmm. I would have a lot of abilities. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Water, fire. Like I said, I got a light a bitch on fire, mm-hmm. you know? Flying, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in one destination whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd wake up one day and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to hit Mexico for a little bit.
And fly to Mexico?
Fly out to Mexico real quick. Chill. Mm-hmm. You never know. So many opportunities, too. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Then mm-hmm. you could really be a big pimping. Because then you got to be
in every country.
Every country, bro. Like, you know what? I'm feeling a Brazilian chick right now, bro.
Would you be like, would you be bulletproof? You know what I mean?
I would be bulletproof. But if I was to have all these abilities, best believe I'd be in some Taekwondo or some shit too, because mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I would do that.
That'd be crazy, right? Like, it'd be crazy to, well, they're working on it, but like to build like a pill or whatever to make you just like superhuman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, super like brain capacity, super mm-hmm. like, because you can, like, I guess that's what it leads up to sometimes. Like, they say, like, they're trying to make it seem like that kind of stuff can happen with DNA and all that.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, because you're capable of anything, like, the human body is really capable of anything if the brain or whatever permits it. Like, you could fucking, if you want to set somebody on fire, you can, but we don't have we don't have that level of capacity, you know what I'm saying? So,
but imagine
they
that.
Make something that enhances all that. And you're able to be like, oh shit. You're like, yo, my fingers are burning mad hard. You know? Oh, I'm on fire.
Need a lighter? Nah, I don't need this for this blunt.
You were.
You know what I'm saying?
You control the combustion. That'd be crazy.
Combustion. Funny word. That is mad funny. I'm sorry. You ever mm-hmm. is immature that sometimes you just think of like a word and you think of something real dirty and start laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Combustion. Man, that's funny, man.
So, one time I told Mel this story about how me and my cousin were going to be superheroes. And I don't remember how I put it, but it was like basically like I was just like, oh, like what if you were in the street and a nigga come up to you to fight you and you fucking rip off your shirt and you were superhero? Like, what is the nigga gonna think? Like, what would you think?
Nigga, probably gonna be like, nigga, some nut ass nigga.
And you're gonna be like, hold on,
let me just show you the tights I got to match my superhero list, baby. What color would your cape be?
My cape?
Would you have a cape? Would you be
mask? I would have a mask.
Me too.
Like, I would have like the little mask.
Right? I hate niggas like that. Superhero that only got its covering the eyes real quick, and that's it. Like, nigga. Come on, bro. You got the same teeth, same lips, same hair that you had when you went to work this morning, Tom. Stop playing. I know it's you.
And I think my outfit would be blue.
Blue?
Like blue and yellow and shit. That'd be blue.
Nah, bro. I'm thinking more so of like a Flash kind of deal, like a red and yellow kind of outfit. You know what I'm saying? That'd be hitting. You know? Let's move.
How would you change, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you wear, like,
but if I'm a superhero, I would want it to, like, I'd want them to, like, you know, move and, like, have that shit just, like, form all over my body type shit. You know what I'm saying? Hard. That'd be cool. Instead of having to be like, hold on, I gotta take my sneakers off. You know, does that mean you always gotta walk around with a backpack or you just leave your clothes every time you about to save somebody, kick some ass?
Yeah, put it on with a pamper.
Like a pamper, nigga. Fucking
you don't have to put that shit on like a pamper.
That'll be hilarious.
Yeah. Mm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What else are we talking about?
Well, let's see. And I always ask people this question, right? So if you were to drop a bar of soap on the floor, would the soap be dirty then? Or would the floor then be clean?
Soap would be dirty.
How? If we use soap to clean our bodies. Our dirty bodies.
I don't know why you asked me that question. I don't know why I thought about the soap dropping in jail.
He's like, nah, chief.
I was thinking about the jail soap, though. I'm like, nah, that's so dirty.
It's so dirty as shit, nigga. Hell no.
But are you serious? Like, is that a serious question?
Yeah, okay. Bro.
Because I was thinking about jail. I was like, mm-mm.
Like, come on. Is the soap dirty or, like, is the floor really clean? I'm not saying it's dirty, dirty. I'm just saying it's dirty.
Is this a trick question?
It is.
Yeah, because it sounds like...
To be honest, there's no answer.
Yeah, that's what it's I'm horrible. Saying. I'm like, it makes no sense because the floor has to be already clean. The soap is already, like...
But what if the floor is not clean? See? Mind-boggling, I know. Yeah. I know. Fucks with you, man. I don't know. I think it's some crazy shit. Like, you know, I thought about... And I did this shit before. I did it to... Dimples. So I went and I was texting her and I was like, isn't it crazy how you have a voice in your head like the one that you have right now while you're reading this message? And she started cracking up because it's the truth. Like, you have a voice in your head when you're reading shit or you're just talking to yourself.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's so weird, right? I was watching this guy, KRS-One, matter of fact. You ever seen the video that he has that he talks about the third dimension or something like that, the fourth dimension?
No.
So he said he's like how you speak things into existence. So he had like a monster sticker, you know, the soda monster, the drink, the energy drink. He was like, I want everybody to close your eyes. He's like, I want you to see this and I want you to say the word without opening your mouth. He was like, you ready? Boom, everybody did it. And then he was like, what did you hear? And he was like, you heard yourself, right? He was like, how? How did you say words in your head without opening your mouth?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you? He was like, isn't it crazy how you can see your future and the past at the same time and be here?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo. I said, that's crazy. How? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is, I don't know. It's been bugging
out, right.
Man. So when you think about things like that, you know, I don't know.
See, it just kills you. It's kind of like that one time I was high out of my ass and I was like, yo, I got a great question. How is lightning made?
Yeah.
And then to find out that lightning is just a sound.
True.
That's what?
Yeah.
Like a sound made that shape and form.
Yeah.
Like a sound created that.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Bro, and it's not even, and they say it's not even possible. Our energy field on the earth, there's no way that it can create that amount of energy. Like lightning and thunder. Mm-hmm. There's like no way. So it's like, how is that happening? And imagine, like you saying like that, like how is sound making that happen? You know, the frequency that it has to be at to do that.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, well, I did read it as well, that depending on how high it is, is depending on how sharp you'll see that bolt, that lightning bolt.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And between the pressure and the temperature of the air also depends on that too.
Do you want to see a lightning video?
We can.
Yeah. You sure?
Sure.
All right. This is going to keep recording. But let's look at like a crazy, whatever they capture. You know what I'm saying? So we're on YouTube.
Like when lightning hits a tree, bro, that shit go on fire.
Crazy.
Instantly.
Instantly. And people get struck by lightning, bro. So let's see what we got here. Let's check out YouTube for the podcast world.
Whoever's listening, appreciate you.
Hope you learned something. What we got? What are you typing in? Lightning?
Yeah.
Lightning strike. That's going all right. Oh, didn't even come up. Okay, there we go. Lightning bolt location. Lightning and thunder. Lightning strikes water. Let's see.
Yeah, what happens when lightning hits water? Because you know they say that like when it rains and it's lightning, you can't be in a pool.
Yeah, that's true.
Why?
Electrifies the water.
Yo, look at that, bro.
Which one?
That's crazy.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Let me see. Lightning hits the sea. So let's see what we got here. Come on, All right, come on. It's raining hard over there. You can see they're like in Colombia.
Yeah, somewhere nice in the boat. Wow. Holy shit, bro. I think I shit myself, son. Like,
that is crazy.
Yo, play that back one time. That sound was, bro,
the speed of light, bro.
It was fast.
The speed of light. And imagine, like, they say lightning can't escape the black hole.
And you saw, like, at the surface of the water, it looked like it was almost, like, orange.
Mm-hmm. Like it burned.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So imagine the tremendous amount of heat that comes from that strike.
Holy crap. That's
crazy. That looked like it would have caused an earthquake, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have hit concrete,
yeah,
it looked like it would have broke something. That is crazy. They would be thankful it hit that water. Because that one didn't play, jab the water.
Dead ass. It said, bang! It said, take that. Knockout.
That's crazy. I don't know. It's a strange world, man. Very strange world. But you got to watch that dude, like KRS-One, bro. And he talks about that. Like, when you say something like that, voice in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But that's that hot shit. I've been thinking about a lot of crazy stuff when I'm smacked. I know other people can relate.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
So we're publishing this and we're letting people know this is going out there to the world?
Yeah, we can. We absolutely can.
All right. So, all right. So it seems this is going to be an official episode, all right? And I have here my friend, if I have not announced a long time ago, Chief. Chief.
El
Chiefy.
The chiefiest of the chiefs.
The chiefy of the chief.
Feel me.
All right? And we're going to keep this podcast rolling then. And if we get anybody that is interested in listening to the podcast or even questions, concerns, comments, whatever the case may be, you have the email, which would always be beautifulblackstateofmind@gmail.com. All right. And we got that PayPal. Hit that PayPal with that same. Don't be stingy. Hit that PayPal with that same email right there and watch us grow, because you don't want to miss any of this. It's going to be a beautiful journey. I guarantee it. All right. So let's see what we're getting into. What else you got in your mind? Talk to me. What are the weirdest things you think about that you feel like you can't be explained? Like that. Like we said the voice in your head and, you know, the other things you brought up. So
weirdest things I think about is the fact that I will never be able to really see myself.
To like look at yourself, like
to look at
a mirror.
Myself besides, yeah, without a mirror, like like you're looking at me, my every face expression, my every everything. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know how I look when I lie. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, if I lie, which I'm not a liar, but you know what I'm saying. Little white lies don't hurt sometimes. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, like I don't know how I look when I'm angry, when I'm my crying face. I know my crying face ain't the cutest. You feel me?
So, don't you think it's weird though that you can, it's like you can feel the expression that you're making,
but
you can't see it, but you can kind of feel like your smile and but like it's like you know that you're smiling, and like how do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like,
it's like
when you make certain facial expression, it feels like you, like what I'm trying, like you said, you can't see yourself, but then like you feel those expressions, it feels like you can see the movement because it all works together. You know what I'm saying? Like if you smile, your eyebrows, like the expression, you could feel it. It's weird.
Yeah, I think about that shit, man.
And you can't see yourself, man. That's crazy.
Or have you ever had a moment where you sat back and you thought, like, I'm real. This is all real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm touching this with an object right now. And I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can feel the texture. I can feel my own fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
I can even, to be honest, probably feel my own, like, fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
Yeah, I can feel my fingerprint. Yeah. Like you can feel it move. Yeah, you can feel the ridges. You can feel it moving.
It's kind of crazy. Like,
mm-hmm. I wonder who was the genius to think that. I wonder who it was to think like all fingerprints are different. And
facts.
And
how did they know?
Yeah, like use it as like a form of like a, you identification. Know, when you get identification. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I wonder. Let me see. We're gonna look it up.
Have you ever stared at your fingerprints? Like, man, I got some sexy fingerprints. And on both hands, they're different. Like, I don't know if you guys take the time to look at all 10 fingers. Like, do you ever get high enough? You don't got nothing to do. Just look at your fingerprints, bro.
Who thought of fingerprints? Who thought of the fingerprint? Let's see how we word that.
Who thought of fingerprints being
processing? How about that? Who thought of fingerprint processing, I guess?
Yeah. Who's over here going to give you a sentence to write in the search
bar? All right, let me see. But that's wild, though, right?
Yeah, no,
because you have to be, I don't know, bro. People think that kind of stuff is crazy, but you got to think about it. Like, who the hell was the one to say, take their fingerprint, you'll recognize by the fingerprint, every fingerprint is different. Because, like, how, though? Like, mine's going to look exactly like yours.
But they don't. If you look deep, I'm about to get a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And like they find your DNA through fingerprints as well. Like if you died and they don't know like information on you,
yeah,
they use your fingerprints. Maybe, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel kind of dumb. Because now that I think about it, you have to write your name with your fingerprint. They search it in the system and I guess they match it.
You have to write your name?
Yeah, because when you do your fingerprints, when they identify your fingerprints, you know you have to give them your information.
Yeah.
So I mean that I guess that's one way that they can match you, obviously, but they do compares too, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So like, and they put the little dots across the screen and be like do like doing the ridges, like kind of, I don't know. It's just bugged out.
So it's a cognitive development in psychology. Let's see what else we got here.
Let me scroll down a little bit to see what it says. The information processing theory. So it doesn't say anything really about fingerprints. A model. Let's see. Information processing. No, what is
back
this?
Back that thing up. I don't know. Yeah, it's just
talking about human as a computer. What the hell?
Who thought of processing? Yo, you didn't even finish, bro. That's why. We over here reading.
I gave
you guys false information. Cognitive development by psychologists. I mean, damn, it probably was.
Who thought of information processing? Hey, we over here like human computer. What the hell's going on? Fingerprint. Let's see. Who first discovered fingerprints? Juan Vuktovic, whatever, an Argentinian police officer. Argentine police officer began the first printer fingerprint file based on
printer fit.
You
no,
see that
that's
at?
What you said.
Oh.
Before this.
Included at a Bartolian system with the file. Yeah, we lit. Guys, don't be ashamed. Go for it. Don't stop. No. Take another. All right.
Just want to let y'all know, Tentacion's Moonlight video has been released. Yeah. Just a little preview.
No time to go listen to that. Who listens to? I wonder if you guys, you know what? If you're interested in Extensión and you guys were hurt when you found out he passed or whatnot, how important he was to you. Because for some reason, he was important to a lot of people and people that, you know, fans that cried over him. So I want to know what your thoughts are on that. And probably tell us what your favorite song is.
Yeah, but what I'm also hearing, and you know, you can't really trust social media nowadays, but what I'm also hearing is that he's not really dead.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know, man. They said that about Pac.
True. And they keep saying it.
Yeah.
They keep saying it. Just the other day, my dad sent me something about him that But they've been saying like he's been in Cuba for like forever. You know what I mean? But for some reason, there's always like some news on it about, oh, Tupac found in Cuba, or somebody in the family snitched, or they found his sister in Cuba. And I wonder, oh, what is, now that we speak of Tupac, and I don't know why this one came to my brain, but Lil Wayne's new album, The Carter Five, bro, hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's funny because, I mean, I only listened to like four songs, but I didn't have to skip. I went, you know, one through four. And the only reason why I stopped listening because I had to get, you know, come to work. So I was like, wow. Like, there's a song on there with him and Kendrick Lamar. Listen to that. It's called, you know what? If you wanna play it, you can play it. It's called Mona Lisa. Hard. I'm telling you, that track is hard.
Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Bro, they go in. They go in. Well, I let you listen to it, and you be the judge of what you hear.
All right. Oh, Kendrick's in there.
Hoping ain't too many feelings involved. Niggas in this bitch starting popping bottles, getting drunk with these bitches. Then when they leave, they get followed. Fall asleep with that bitch. You really don't know much about her. Then she let us in, we take all of your shit. And when you wake up, she help you try to find it. I love her. I be with bitches, that be with bitches, that be with niggas with riches. I tell her, get him. She say, I got you. I say, no, bitch. I say, get him. And they so pretty. And they are lippy. He hit it and sleep on her titties. And she give us the worry. Come through with their cases to stick up. She's skin like a victim. Now you feeling so silly. I smoke color purple. I'm up in here feeling like silly. Ooh, happy as dress. What's that you say? Watch your mouth, Millie Vanilli. Ooh, you can get snaked. You can get faced. I'm by the bitch that you feeling. Cause you thought she was an angel. That bitch ain't no angel. I treat her halo like a frisbee. And you telling your business. She telling your business. You tell like people you feeling, all of the beans you be spilling to you. She like through her tea cavities feeling. She know where you had it. Tell me where it's healing. She know when you're gone. Tell me when the piss we breaking your home. And take the specific to me while the bitches on vacation with them, so she don't get blamed. We don't snatch chains. We find out addresses and we don't leave messes. You'll only know that it's gone when you check it. Then your first thought is to start second guessing. She said what's wrong. He said nothing. Keep resting. She said what's missing. How you know something missing? He scratched his head. She said get back in bed. And she gave him to me. But you can't trust them bitches. And then she said, oh, I see niggas in this bitch, starting popping bottles, getting drunk with these bitches. Then when they leave, they get followed. I be with bitches that know the bitches. That's what the niggas be following. Get them on the line, stay two cars behind, and tell them, well, don't be so obvious. On Lisa, don't care, don't care. She handle the business and don't ever tell. She bite the bullet and cough up the shell. She tell him, ooh, daddy, let's go to your place. And if he say yeah, then we meet him there. She feed him lies with his silverware. She don't want love, she just want to share. Know a bitch named Liz. This nigga think she is, cause you tell him that it is. So he tell her all his secrets, he tell her all his fears. And then she tell me, and I be all in. Then I go and tell my people, and they already know him. And then I call Liz, and she say he coming over. I say, good girl, just remember what I told you. She gave me the salute, I said, girl, you're a soldier. We waiting outside, watch her pull up. Walk up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked, she left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see more. Then she let him in, they stopped on the couch. Music up loud with his head in the cloud. Turning shit down, and I scared a piss out of him. Piss a nigga off. Put the gun to his sound. Nigga, turn around. I ain't hit a fuck around. I ain't hit a fuck around. Caught you with your pants down. You know what it is. Put your fucking hands up. Liz, that's enough. You can put your hands down. Then he looked dead at her and he shook his head at her. She a good actress and you a dead actor. You be dead after we get what we after. Liz, call your daddy. She about to be a bastard. I got way too many bitches that do anything for me, nigga. But think for me, nigga. Send her to you like she think for me, nigga. I hope you alone. Like, bank on take, nigga. She pour you a drink. That drink on me, nigga. She said something in it. Now, bank on me, nigga. Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Go Mona Lisa off the frame on these niggas. Cause they got you out of character, nigga. You pop up these nuts up your ladder, my nigga. Take everything that you have to you. Don't even have an opinion. We have your attention. And now you looking at a barrel, nigga. Now she looking for her pantyhose, nigga. We just looking for the casserole, nigga. But she gonna show us where you stash it, though, nigga.
When can you come in?
Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and a promise he could take her to the movie in the mall. Chilling with the liquor on the floor, fourth quarter for a minute on the clock. Black mama with the bow. Paparazzi looking at him bold, popping up and take a picture. Probably on the internet blog. In a minute he gonna be admitting that he love her on his mother, man. He wanna meet her mother by tomorrow. Oh no, 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 no. Lisa, pussy. pussy good enough. I got him sending in a wall, so he digging in it like he living in it, making a religion with him, and a nigga about to go against God. Long chain in a bad tree, sweet tone like a hummingbird. When she asked him, did he want to make love in a yellow taxi? Never gave two fuck, jumped in the backseat, woke up in the morning to the great Gatsby. Then he dogged it again like the bitch last seat. I'm a dog in the wind, I'm a bit laughy. I'ma call up again like I did last week. Wake up with a friend, and I'm all jazzy. Brittany with the twin and the girl Ashley. Found out that I fucked, he was unhappy. Bitch, I never let the bullshit get past me. Better yet, I want to break up. Don't you ask me.
Wow. Crazy. I didn't even finish listening to it until like right now.
Damn, but 5 minutes and 22 seconds?
Yeah, Wayne was rapping for a while.
Yeah.
But that's, wow. All right, we're going to cut this off. I hope you guys like what you heard. If you like what you heard, follow the Instagram, all right, which would be at b.d.s.o.m.p. All right, and follow the Instagram page and use the email to find our Facebook and support our group. And 1, 2, 3, we're out. Peace.